Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind. A minute and a half after 9 o'clock, welcoming you to another day here in Sweet TNT. It's Wednesday, the middle of the week. And as a customer, we've got the program On the Pulse with Rajiv Dipti. Before we jump into our conversations, got to thank Satish Mahabir for the morning rumble and reminding you to join him tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 right here on Freedom 106.5. My name is Govin. I'm here with you until 12 o'clock today. And the discussion continues. And as we continue to engage in intellectual talk today, the importance of the Caribbean Food and Beverage event. So that's going to be our discussions today. Let's say a very warm and special welcome to Rajiv Dipti. And we've also got a very special guest with us as well today. Good morning, Rajiv. How are you?
Good morning, Govin. Good morning to my co-host. Good morning to our listeners on Freedom 106.5. And good morning to, as we start another edition of On the Pulse this morning. It's a really interesting one, Govin, because aside from the Caribbean Food and Beverage Trade Show, which we'll be discussing this morning, we're going to be diving. This is the first of a series of On the Pulse with several business leaders. So we're starting it with George Singh this morning. And, you know, for our listeners, George Singh is the Chief Executive Officer of Southex Promotions Limited. He's been no stranger to, you know, what we look at when we consider event management, concert management, conference planning and management. It's definitely one of the leading event management companies in Trinidad and Tobago, and they've pioneered such successes such as the Chutney Soca Monarchs going all the way back to 1995. Welcome, George.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Rajiv. Good morning, Govin. Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. It's always a pleasure being on one of the GML stations, Freedom 106.5. So good morning to everyone.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. And, you know, Govin, we're going to be diving into this Caribbean Food and Beverage Trade Show this morning. And I want to give it some context because we've had a lot of conversations on this program about food security. We've talked a lot about the issues and challenges facing sectors such as agriculture, agro-processing, the food service industry. How can we make our own impact on the food security paradigm? And I want to say that this particular event is intended to address some of that directly and indirectly. And what we're going to be discussing with George this morning is going to touch a little bit on all of that. But it's something that was conceived by the Caribbean Supermarket Association in conjunction with bodies such as the CARICOM Private Sector Organization, whose own mandate is an attempt to reduce the import bill in the Caribbean by 25% by 2025. That's a CARICOM mandate. So George, welcome. And, you know, let me give you the opportunity to introduce yourself as well as what you see, what your own thoughts are with respect to launching the Caribbean Food and Beverage Trade Show.
So good morning again, everyone. Rajiv did introduce me, but I would just say my name is George Singh. I have been in the event business since 1991. I know Rajiv mentioned Chutney Soca Monarch as one of our signature events, but we have also been doing trade shows. We've been involved in the Trade and Investment Convention for more than 15 years. We also started an event in Guyana called Gaitai, which is Guyana Trade and Investments Expo. We also have been doing Southex at Gulf City. People would know that event since 1991. So we have a vast number of years experience in the trade show business. We also do a lot of work with corporate Trinidad and Tobago. So this event is no stranger to us. It's not we don't have to recreate any kind of rocket science to do it. But what is interesting about the food and beverage event is you know, Rajiv and I started discussing this. Actually, he started discussing it with me about 6 months ago. I know it's been in planning for more time than that. But we started discussing it about 6 months ago, and it was really something that jumped out to me because I don't think there's an industry-specific food and beverage trade show and conference, and we are actually referring to it as the Caribbean Food and Beverage Event. And this event is going to be a very different kind of event from, you know, a lot of people are doing trade shows, a lot of people have discussions, but this particular event was conceived as a three level kind of trade show, conference, food fair. So it's not only going to be a trade show, but it's going to have conference discussions and discussions dealing with topics that are very relevant to what's happening in the industry today. And then, of course, every evening for the 4 days, we're going to be converting the space. And I use that word very cautiously, but converting the space technically into what would be a very exciting food fair, where people can come in, patron public can come in and do tastings from different regions. You know, since we launched this event last week, and Rajiv and I have been talking every day, and it's been really exciting actually over the last few days. You know, we dropped ads in every territory in the Caribbean, and the response in this event has been phenomenal. I mean, we have been getting messages from Guyana, Suriname, Jamaica, Barbados, Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent. I hope I haven't missed anyone out. But everyone seems to be very excited about it, and that sends a signal to us here that, you know, what we are trying to establish here is something that really is going to be the first of its kind in the Caribbean region, one, and something that people are definitely looking forward to. Rajiv?
Yeah, I think that when we discussed the birth of this event, we had in the back of my mind, and I would have said this to you, that the ability to access foods of a certain quality in what is becoming an increasingly food insecure environment, not just within Trinidad and Tobago, but within the region, from a food and nutrition security standpoint, that it was critical to fulfill a level of self-sufficiency within the Caribbean and the CARICOM community. You know, when I spoke to George about this show, the idea was to evolve a showcase for the Caribbean within this Caribbean food and beverage trade event. That would give us an opportunity to not only reduce the domestic food import bill, but to create opportunities for product displacement. George, are we being completely, the ambition for this show is truly Caribbean, is it not?
It's truly Caribbean. It's an industry specific show. So when we say industry specific, we are looking for exhibitors from every aspect of the food and beverage industry. So for example, the alcohol, non-alcohol sector, fresh fruit and vegetable areas, natural and organic food, confectionery, condiments, herbs, spices and flavorings, healthy lifestyle food, grocery products, pet and animal food even. I mean, you're looking at people who are involved in not only the food aspect, but in terms of IT systems and software for the food and beverage area, distribution equipment, food and beverage equipment, merchandising equipment, packing and production, quality control, warehousing, logistics and transportation is something that is very, very important. You know, there are a lot of things that people don't think about when you talk food and beverage industry, you know. So we are expecting the buyers and visitors to come from places like supermarkets, specialty food stores, restaurant owners, hotels, manufacturers and producers, importers and exporters. I got a call just a few days ago, actually, from someone in Suriname who is definitely coming to the show, not as an exhibitor, but they are coming to see who's there and they are looking to purchase. So you know, we are attracting buyers also. This is definitely going, I think it's something that's needed. I think it's something that's needed in the Caribbean, Rajiv. And also, I think it is after this year, I think this is an event that we can probably, possibly move around the Caribbean and take it to different areas so that we can expand the reach, especially since it's under the umbrella of the Caribbean Supermarket Association.
Yeah, and you know, just to go a little bit further, we in the Caribbean, we frequently, as buyers, we're a very small population in Trinidad and Tobago. We're about 1.5 million strong, and around the region, the collective buying power has just not been there. So we've found ourselves in trade shows in North America, Latin America. And for a long time, we've been saying to ourselves, why is it that there's not a Caribbean hub for this kind of showcase, that there is not the opportunity to showcase what are the opportunities when we consider Jamaica, Grenada, Guyana, Barbados, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, because there's a lot of informal trade that takes place between the islands via boats, pirogues, that kind of thing. And it's trade that's typically encouraged, but not really part of what we consider the formal trade. And for a long time, we've said to ourselves that this has the opportunity to create shifts in consumption, to showcase not just the traditional international companies, but to really provide a platform for what we consider to be smaller processors, the medium and micro processors, the cottage processors, the small processor that would have started out during COVID. And there have been lots of startups that require a showcase. We find that some of them, they go through hubs like Planting Seeds, they go through hubs like Kariri, and that's part of the innovation, the scaling up process. But what is it that we're really attempting to show to the people in Trinidad and Tobago? And when I spoke to George, we discussed this idea that when we consider holistic consumption patterns in Trinidad and Tobago, there was an opportunity to display some of that, to showcase healthy alternatives, and to showcase the tastes that may have been missing a highlight. And I believe that's how a taste of the Caribbean was born. Am I right, George?
Absolutely correct. One of the things I want to add in to what you just said, before we go into to talk about Taste of the Caribbean, which by itself is an exciting exciting aspect of the upcoming show. You know, one of the things we experienced over the last two agriculture shows, the one that was held one in Gulf City last year, which you were involved in as Supermarket Association, and also the Agri Forum, which was held at the Queen's Park Savannah. You know, a lot of people came to those shows, Rajiv, and I could talk particularly for the one that was held at Gulf City. And, you know, there were a lot of people that walked through that. You know, people are looking for different things post-COVID to get into, and agriculture and food production is something that a lot of people have been looking at. And you know what? One of the things I think this show can achieve is people coming to the show may have an idea in their head as to something that they want to, some type of business that they may want to get into, but they're not sure. They're not sure how to start. They're not sure where to go. They're not sure who to talk to. And I think that this show will help those people make that final decision. You know, when you interact one-on-one with people like Kariri, who are already registered for this event, you know, Kariri would be able to guide you through a process, a startup process. Okay, this is the process you need to go through. This is what you need to do. And I think that it could be a spark that starts people on new business. And I'm to be going, it's what we need in the Caribbean. You know, you need these small entrepreneurs to start up things that will grow and become bigger things.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a showcase for all of that. We're going to head to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to unpack a taste of the Caribbean.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
And we're back on The Pulse with Rajiv Dipti and a special guest today, Mr. George Singh. We're speaking about the importance of the Caribbean food and beverage event. Rajiv?
You know, Govin, I want to linger on a point George made. You know, he made a very important point about people are looking for something different in the post-COVID paradigm. I remember pre-COVID, we had a lot of folks coming to us at the Supermarket Association trying to find out, how do I get onto the shelves of the grocery stores? How do we get more local goods onto the shelf? And it was really always a lot of different issues, be it the consistency and reliability of supply, an issue of scale and processing. A lot of factors go into the discussions, and that's when we involve bodies like Kariri, Invest ET, Export ET, to try to get them ready to for a certain level of standardization. But we were also heavily involved in that Agri-Expo that was held at the Queen's Park Savannah last year. And I was blown away by the sheer number of small entrepreneurial startups that COVID created, because for almost 2 years, people were at home and they were trying to figure out what is the next step for me. And a lot of them turned to agriculture, a lot of them turned to cottage startups. And this expo for me is really a love letter to all of that, because it's so important that they not be turned away from their ambitions. Instead, that we choose to encourage their ambitions and choose to provide a showcase for all of that. And I think that when that George also recognized that when he hosted the Agri Expo at Gulf City last year, because there was an element of that when I looked at the farmers markets and some of the booths that were in the space. And I think that we are already receiving an overwhelming number of requests to facilitate some of these startups. And it's also going to be something that is truly Caribbean in nature, because when you think about the scope for intra-regional trade, there's a lot of that. George, you care to elaborate?
You were making a point just now about the Agri Forum, right? And the people that came through the Agri Forum. And, you know, the thing about it is that during the Gulf City show in particular, we saw so many things. I was, you know, within that small space, there were so many things happening. And even though it was a quarter or maybe 1/8 of the size of the Agri Forum in the Savannah, the kind of people that passed through there and the kind of conversations I had with people, it lends to the same conversations that you are having now. One of the things, I don't remember what I wanted to say, is that this particular event, right, deals with three issues in a very concentrated space. So, for example, you're dealing with one, the business of food and beverage, which is very important, right? So, you know, a lot of the people that went to the Agri Forum, and I'm not bad talking the Agri Forum. I think the Agri Forum was a very, very important platform, and I'm really hoping the government continues it this year, because I think it really lends to the whole energy behind the agricultural push, right? But the business of food and beverage is very, very important, and a space for those industry professionals and people involved in the industry to meet and talk about the business of food and beverage, and to meet and talk with the people who are interested in startups in food and beverage, I think is a very, very important thing. Now, the other aspect, secondly, is the conversations that will happen during the conference aspect of this is something that is also very important, because it's the topics that you will be discussing, right? All relevant to what is going on within the industry. Again, in a very concentrated space over a period of a very short time of 4 days, right? And then the last element, which is the taste of the Caribbean, which we will go into in more detail, right? Lends to the taste now, the tasting and the exposition of food, you know, and also beverages that coming out that are within the Caribbean, that gives you that Caribbean taste. So when you really think about this particular event, right, the food and beverage event, as we call it, not only a trade show, not only a conference, not only a food fair, but the food and beverage event dealing with these three aspects, right, is very, very important and dynamic. Rajiv, very, very dynamic.
I think you made an excellent point there, George, in that the provision of a constant space for what is a sector-specific consideration when you think about food and beverage has to be provided. And we've made it our own ambition to establish this. While it's a novelty, and it's the first iteration of its kind this year, that it's expected to continue as an annual event to provide that space, because constantly we're knocked about the fact that, you know, we aren't doing enough to ensure that there is local available to customers. This is really a forum for the provision, not just of the mainstay providers, but also for those startups that we're looking to identify. And it's very important when we consider that it's something that's industry specific, food and beverage, and how we provide that space for it. And when we consider, for example, there are a lot of conversations happening right now around agriculture. So we talk about the conference component. So there are three elements to the show. Just to recap for our listeners, there's going to be a trade exhibition, there's going to be a conference element, and it's all going to culminate in a culinary food festival, a Taste of the Caribbean, that's going to be showcased every afternoon for a few hours for the indulgence of the public. George?
Yeah, definitely. So what would happen is that, I know we don't want to reveal all the details, but definitely the first 2 days is going to be for the people who are involved. We will have a pre-registration, of course, for the event, for people who are involved in the food and beverage industry to come through. This show starts on a Wednesday and runs to a Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm not mixing up the dates. I think it's a Wednesday to a Saturday. And the Wednesday and Thursday will be specifically, Wednesday and Thursday between up to the hour of 4 p.m. will be specifically for those people who are pre-registered and who are specifically within the food and beverage industry. And then we have a three-hour window on Wednesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. from 4 p.m., to 7 p.m., where we have the Taste of the Caribbean. Now, on the Friday and Saturday, we plan to open the event up to the public. And, of course, there'll be a nominal entrance fee for those days. But I think that this is something that, even the people who are involved in the professionals in the industry, it's business to business, yes, one, but it's also business to consumer. And those conference, the conference discussions that we are having, also we should let people know that these will not only be available to those people who are at the venue, but will also be streamed live through our YouTube channels, and will be available online for people to go back and look at. So, what we are establishing here is something that is definitely a permanent space for food and beverage within the Caribbean. And we're looking to, Rajiv, in agriculture, you have to plant a seed. And then when you plant that seed, something grows from that seed and becomes fruitful. Or foodful, let me use that word, foodful or fruitful, right?
Let's talk a little bit about A Taste of the Caribbean. The conception of this event, the imagination behind it, was really to create an experience that created something of an experience for the palate, to work with potential customers, to showcase the profile of cultural diversity that can actually be consumed within the Caribbean. So we have the Trinidadian cultures, we have the Jamaican cuisines, we have the Guyanese cuisines, and a lot of these are going to be showcased to the public. Now, these are going to create direct interactions with consumers, and we're hoping that it not just creates a shift in taste, but patterns of consumptions as well. There's so many goals that we are trying to achieve here. When we consider the NCDs in Trinidad and Tobago and how we want to shift tastes to healthy alternatives, we're going to be using a lot of the root crops from around the region to literally provide an experience. And without giving too much away, I have to say I'm incredibly excited by what A Taste of the Caribbean has to offer.
So, I know you're coming up to another break there, Rajiv, but Taste of the Caribbean, some of the messages that we have been getting a lot of messages from people who, small players in the food and beverage industry, who want to be part, in particular, of the Taste of the Caribbean. They want to showcase what they're doing. And you know, it's these small players sometimes, these small chefs, if you want to put it in within commas, that really create some very unique dishes. And I think we had spoken about one at one of our meetings, Rajiv. It was some soup someone talked about. I don't know if you remember what it was. But anyway, it's very, very unique. Very unique dishes.
Without giving away too much, yes, there was someone that wanted to come and sample piwa soup. Govin, is that
piwa soup? That's what it was. I know it was something out of the ordinary. Yeah, piwa soup. So, I mean, let's hope that we can have piwa soup there. But you know, there are so many things that came out over the last 12 months that people were just amazed by. When you think about the packed soups, not the packed soups, the packed foods that Novo...
I think you're thinking about the powdered preparations that we put out.
Powdered preparation that make things easy to make pumpkin and baigan choka and all that kind of thing. You know, it's really amazing what people are doing. And I think COVID was really a stimulus for somebody. COVID for giving us that stimulus that took us to the point of really going into agriculture in a big way and also leading us into food and beverage.
Well, I think it goes back to the old cliche, desperation breeds innovation. And I think we saw a lot of that during COVID. We're going ahead to a break, but let me ask my co-host, Govin, are you excited by a taste of the Caribbean? Is that something you would try, soup?
It's definitely piquing my interest. I think it's innovative. I've never heard about it before. And especially for all those that consider themselves foodie or a bit, you know, inquisitive in terms of trying different foods, definitely could be on the agenda of activities to engage in the days to come.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. We're going to go to a break now, but we're definitely going to be diving right back into this conversation as we return.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back to On The Pulse. We've got Rajiv Dipti with us and Mr. Jyot Singh. We're speaking today about the importance of the Caribbean Food and Beverage event. Rajiv?
Yeah, I think at last we were saying that it's very exciting from the culinary aspect, but there's a component to this event that really was important to me and also to George. You know, when we experienced the investment forum last year, we saw a number of soft commitments from the various CARICOM governments taking place. And one of them was this idea of us going to Guyana, for example, to really plant the land in a very proverbial sense. Now, this really brings a focus on regional conversations and trends in food security. George, when we consider what the conference component has to offer from a discussion standpoint and from a public consumption standpoint, what are the benefits of both in the context of this food and beverage event that we're talking about this morning?
Okay, so Rajiv, before we deal with that, right, there's one thing I just want to touch on. I don't know if we told people when this event is happening and where it's happening, which I think is very important. We've been talking a lot about food and beverage. So this event is actually happening from Wednesday, June 28th to Saturday, July 1st. It's taking place at the Center of Excellence, right? And definitely the place to be. So I know we didn't deal with that. What's the question you're asking me again?
Before I repeat the question, for some of our listeners here this morning who want to get in touch with you to get involved in this trade show, how could listeners get in touch to be a part of this event?
Right. So that's another thing that's very important. So they can either get in touch. Now, an email address might be easy. You can email us at southexevents@gmail.com. Southex, SOUTHEXEVENTS @gmail.com. WhatsApp messages can be sent to 789-3874. And we basically will send you the packages. I will make sure that Govin has the information.
I think they can also find us on Facebook. at Softex on Facebook. They can also find us at the Supermarket Association on Facebook. Just dive right into our inboxes. We can follow up and provide you the email information. And you have every opportunity to get involved. We are encouraging even the smallest micro and medium processors to come on board to be a part of this, you know, very novel showcase, part of this exciting showcase of featuring local talent. You know, so we've spoken a little bit about A Taste of the Caribbean, and I was bringing us forward to the conference component. Now, you know, there's a lot of discussions that were happening last year, and we had the leaders within the region coming to Trinidad for the investment forum. We talked a lot about the cooperation within CARICOM to increase our agricultural production and increase, and it brings a natural conversation, a regional conversation around food security, increasing consumption patterns within the region. Now, our conference component aims to highlight some of these topics, some of the leading cutting edge trends. What can the public expect from this conference component, both from a discussion standpoint and as someone from the public attending this event, what can we expect?
So we want to make the conference aspect of it as exciting as possible. One, we want to make it as accessible as possible. So one of the ideas we had, Rajiv, this is not cast in stone yet, but one of the ideas we had was to do the conferences very early on the mornings, you know, and have it broadcast via one of our TV stations, and also have it streaming so that people, you know, the business people may be able to look at it. And also people, you know, on a timely basis, everyone would have access to it via their online devices. Topics, I mean, you know, last year, a lot of people were talking food security. Food security is one of the things that seemed to trend over the last 12 months, you know, market trends. How does the economic and political turmoil in some of the regions affect local markets? And what we found last year is all this turmoil that was going on in the Ukraine really affected one, the price of certain items, and then the movement of certain food items across the globe. You know, so those things started affecting. So I think we have to have discussions around all of these things. I know also that Guyana, Barbados, and Trinidad in particular were talking some very very critical ways to move food around the Caribbean, and also, you know, Trinidad and Tobago has had a lot of restrictions protecting the local market, and of course that's good. It has its positives in that, but I think that there have been a lot of discussions in making it easy for people to get their products across the region and open up the markets, Rajiv.
Yeah, I think that when you look at the conference component for this show, you're going to be looking at some of the leading experts coming to you on a host of topics that are really in under the microscope right now. And, you know, I think you highlighted some of them just now with respect to the energy discussion, obviously with these circumstances, the geopolitical tensions around the world where we've seen energy prices peak. And it's something that's also been very cognizant in the agricultural space. How do we get involved in some of the resilient trends in energy in that space? So you're going to be seeing a lot of topics coming to us really via that in that conference space. And from a public standpoint, I think when you come to this show, you're going to be really given the opportunity to get involved. And we'll be taking questions from the public and fielding them to some of these leading experts. So it's really an exciting component. And there's also an opportunity to become involved in the discussion. Would you agree, George?
Of course. You know, one of the things that came up in our internal meetings also, Rajiv, was the topic of energy, which you touched on just now. You know, a lot of people don't realize how the energy prices affect the cost of food, because energy is such an important factor, you know, and in everything that we do, and supermarkets, energy is a big factor in a supermarket. So if there are ways that people can save money you know, in energy, or we find solutions. I mean, these are things that we have to chat about. I think there would be discussions. And you know, one of the things I would like to see, Rajiv, in the conference, aspect of this particular event, is more of a discussion type of conference. So, you know, rather than one person standing up and speaking the law, if you want to say the you know,
so it becomes,
you have a discussion among people. So you have three or four people sitting down having a discussion, which gives you, which opens up a lot of topics. It brings up a lot of key points, and it helps people to understand more about what one or two persons may be talking about.
Yeah, I think it provides the scope for interactive feedback, because it's going to be a panel really examining the issues. And, you know, you spoke about energy just now, and I recall the opening of that solar initiative by the government recently in Tobago. I think it's going to give 10% back in renewables back to the grid, and it's going to give the opportunity to provide power back to the grid. Now, that kind of energy discussion has been something that has been coming forward. I believe it's one of the leading topics for this conference, and it's something that we're going to really examine, because when we look at the agri space, what are really the opportunities for energy inputs into establishing viable agricultural solutions? And that's definitely going to be one of the leading topics. Govin, I think that we can maybe take one or two calls coming up.
Yeah, we can. So, of course, for listeners, you can join in on the conversation. If you've got any questions about the event as well, you can let us know, 627-3223, 625-2257, and your messages on WhatsApp, 306-1065. Now, Rajiv and George, in terms of those that may not be involved in business at this point in time, but are thinking about getting started with respect to and having some incorporation of food and beverage and looking forward to some sort of investment, can those persons also avail themselves to this event?
I believe George has a plan for that, but I don't want to preempt too much of it.
Okay.
George, if you want to give a little bit of background.
Right. Say again. I'm Mr. Govin. Sorry, I was in the middle of doing something.
No problem. So what
I'm
about
multitask it?
Sure. So individuals that may not have an established business at this point in time, but are looking forward to creating some sort of investment and some business that may need to tap into Caribbean food and beverages, can they also avail themselves for this event?
So I think that is a very important question. And it's a point we spoke about a little bit earlier. I don't know if we defined it the way you did, Govin. Excellent. One of the things I think is very important in this event is the fact that there are a lot of people out there that are looking for new opportunities. They're looking for new things to do. They want to do something in agriculture. They want to do something in food. They may be making a homemade wine or something of the sort, you know, and they want to find ways to get into the market. You know, what do they do? But they don't have a clue, you know, where to go forward to or what they exactly they're looking at. So I think that this is going to create an opportunity for people who come to the show to give them new ideas. The other thing is that to meet a company from St. Lucia or Suriname or something like that, and maybe looking for opportunities in Trinidad, you know, it also gives the opportunity for businesses or individuals to establish contacts with their Caribbean neighbors, you know, and create that flow of business between us both, you know, both countries. So I think there are many areas of that people could look at for development with this. It is definitely something that I think will probably be, I dare say, probably one of the most interesting trade shows and exhibitions that the country would have held for 2023. Because I can't think of anything else that is so important and critical, apart from the crime symposium that just happened 2 days ago. Right, I think food and beverage and food security and food production is probably right there at the top of the conversation trends.
Right, there's a question coming in on WhatsApp with respect to the hotel industry. Do you think that the hotel industry in the Caribbean can benefit from attending these events in terms of having a greater focus and emphasis on Caribbean food and beverages? Of course, with a lot of tourism picking up now after COVID-19, everybody wants to go and have a vacation. Many persons have had, you know, 2 or 3 years kind of trapped at home, and we have seen tourism kind of picking up. Do you think that it could have a greater impact there in terms of promoting some of the Caribbean products and so on?
Well, definitely, Rajiv, you want to take that a moment?
I think it's a perfect showcase for the hospitality sector, because you have a lot of the restaurant business has picked back up significantly from what it was. And I think that the hospitality sector in particular has a lot of the culinary showcases to offer, as particularly for the tourists. And it's something that, as George pointed out, there's going to be a lot of export-import opportunities. And I think that that's something that the hotel industry can really seek to diversify from what has really become generic offerings. George, you want to piggyback on that?
Right. So, you know, this is just completely off what you said there just now, Rajiv, but it's just an observation I made recently, and I want to give a free plug to my friends at Tropicus Beach Hotel in Tobago. I recently spent a few days there, and one very interesting thing that I saw at Tropicus is that there's a piece of land that is right next to the hotel, and I was amazed they have converted the land, Rajiv, to a garden. And they are growing all of their vegetables, and it's going from their garden now straight into their restaurant at the hotel. So it's almost farm to table. And you know, that is something that they have been developing, and I thought it was something that was so interesting to notice that this hotel was actually doing this. And I think they're actually going for one of the green awards that they have internationally, as one of the hotels in the region, one of the first hotels in the region that have developed that. And you know, that's the kind of thing that hotels, I think, would very much be interested in the food and beverage industry, because food and beverage is very much a part of any hotel. So you would find that all hotels, I think, would be interested in either attending or showcasing different things, aspects of things that they may be doing.
Govin?
Yeah, well, we've got to take another commercial break at this point. But of course, just reminding our listeners, for those that are interested in the event, it's taking place from the 28th of June to the 1st of July at the Centre of Excellence. And you could reach out to the team, email southxevents@gmail.com. That's southxevents@gmail.com. And you could also send your messages to them on WhatsApp, 789-3874. That number again, 789-3874. We'll be right back.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
And we are back just about 7.5 minutes before 10 o'clock. And we continue our discussions on the Caribbean food and beverage event with Rajiv Dipti and Mr. George Singh.
Yeah, Rajiv. I think the discussion this morning was really actually very, very good. We've been talking about the Caribbean food and beverage event, trade show, conference, and culinary festival that's taking place at the Center of Excellence from Wednesday, June 28th to the 1st of July. A very, very exciting event, Caribbean food and beverage event. Rajiv?
So, George, just quickly, as a patron, as a visiting member of the public, what can we expect to find within this forum across the 4 days? Very quickly, just so the curious members of the public who are sending messages inquiring can expect to find.
So, I mean, from the time you walk in, so of course, when you walk in, it's obviously a trade show type of layout. So the trade show will be happening. We expect to open this show every day at about 10 a.m. in the morning. When you come in, you have the trade show with displays from people who are involved specifically within the food and beverage industry. The conference aspects of I'm hoping that the conference aspects would take place a little bit before we open in the morning to facilitate and try and reach as many people as possible via our online avenues. Right. And then, of course, every evening between the hours of 4 and 7, we would have a culinary festival where people can come in and taste and sample some of the best products from different areas, different restaurants, chefs, regional chefs, artisans. We will have pavilion style settings. We're also expecting to have a live kitchen set up where some companies will actually be doing live cooking displays. So, I mean, there's so many different exciting aspects that will be happening within this particular event. There will be a pre-registration for people who are involved in the food and beverage industry. That pre-registration starts on the 15th of May, right? And you would be, you must be involved in the food and beverage industry. There's no cost to pre-registering for this event, of course, to attend. And then between the hours of 4 and 7, the event will be open to the public on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday and Saturday, it will be open all day. And there will be a nominal fee to enter to the public.
So, George, you mean to tell me that entire families and individuals can come down, discover local products, discover regional products from a lot of local and regional exhibitors, and on top of that, enjoy these culinary delights and a lot of food and beverages from around the Caribbean and Trinidad and Tobago every evening?
Every evening, Rajiv. I mean, this is something I think will definitely be an event that people will remember. There, of course, will be a food court area for people when they come with their family, if you want to go and sit down in the food court area and have a meal. We are planning to have some very light entertainment, festival square kind of entertainment every evening that lends to the ambience of what people will be walking into. So I think it's going to be a very nice event, very well put together. The team that is behind this event is a very experienced team. Apart from the event management company, Soutex, the pioneers behind this event is the Supermarket Association of Trinidad and Tobago. I think Rajiv has been doing an amazing job there and has established that Supermarket Association to be one of the most important voices within the business community. One, yeah, you also have the Caribbean Supermarket Association that is involved in this event, and of course the CARICOM private sector organization. So with these four people that are involved in this event, I mean, and with the fact that we already have the ads running throughout the Caribbean, the response to this is phenomenal, and we expect to have regional participation in this event, and it's something I think that people will definitely be will look forward to.
I think that it's really going to be exciting for the public because, again, it's really a love letter to the food and beverage sector. And it's something that we feel strongly about, as we've been talking a long time about import substitution, the need for to encourage more options, the consumption of more options within the consumption base. And there's, as George pointed out, there's a strong regional lean within this show. There's the involvement of the CARICOM private sector organization, which cannot be understated. They're bringing a lot to the table on this show. And I expect that the public can feel very excited to be a part of this and to come and partake of it. It's something that I also have to commend George and his involvement for, because he is one of the leading providers and experts in this arena of the trade show exhibitions. I just want to pass it over to you, Govin, as we close. I hope to see you there for the event and we can sample a lot of the Caribbean delights together.
Definitely. Thanks so much, Mr. Jyot Singh, and of course, Raji, for joining us today on The Pulse, and reminding you, if you want to get all the info, you could jump on to the various social media pages and handles. But of course, you can email southexevents@gmail.com. That email again, southexevents@gmail.com. You could also send your WhatsApp questions or concerns to 7893874. So that's a wrap for on the Pulse today, reminding you to join us next week Wednesday for another exciting edition right here on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.